My guest at this time is Texas Republican Congressman Louie Gohmert. He represents the Lone Star State's 1st Congressional District. He joins me now to discuss the state of the health care debate, whether postponing summer recess will do any good in getting a bill passed, and why he believes it's imperative to reverse Obamacare now. And Congressman, thanks very much for being with us.
Oh, sure. It's so good to be with you anytime, Greg. Thank you.
Thank you, sir, very much. Well, let's start with the third of those issues that I raised, and that's why you believe it's imperative to reverse Obamacare now. Here's what you said earlier this week, speaking with Stuart Varney on the Fox Business Network.
It's not so much that it's bureaucrats deciding what's best for you. It's bureaucrats rationing health care and deciding, well, should we, you've had a good life, or maybe you don't have much chance of much more life, so you're not going to get help. But this person over here may do something great. So it is the government deciding who's going to contribute more to society, and so therefore who gets the treatment. It is where it goes when you get into this Orwellian oligarchy, and it's got to stop, and it's got to stop before August.
And so, Congressman, that's obviously an aspect of this debate that we haven't heard a lot about. It's mainly been about CBO scores and coverage numbers and that sort of thing, and all of which matters, of course, to some extent. But this is an issue that came up even when the original Obamacare bill was being debated. So to what extent are Americans facing this now, and how soon will it begin to accelerate if something doesn't change?
Well, it's accelerating now. People are losing their insurance. People are paying, thousands and thousands of dollars to insurance policies they'll never recover a dime for, and they know it because they have such high deductibles and they don't have the money for the deductibles. And they're paying for insurance for things they'll never use, but people that are beyond childbearing days and are men, it's not likely they need maternity coverage. But anyway, CBO wants to talk about the millions that will choose not to buy insurance once we get rid of Obamacare, and they call that losing their insurance. No, there are people right now that are being forced to pay hundreds of millions of dollars who don't want the insurance, and in many cases they don't need it. But anyway, we have got to roll this thing back. It is hurting the economy. It's keeping people from getting jobs. Business owner after business owner has, in my district and around district, different parts of the country, have complained directly, saying, look, this is killing us. We want to hire more people, but we can't because of Obamacare and that 50 employee limit you've got, and the part-time hours that were changed. People that were working part-time, I've talked about in tears, coming up to me, look, I've had to go to two part-time jobs now, and I lost the benefits I had all because of this stupid Obamacare. You got to give me some help. And by the way, Obamacare devastated the health care of seniors by cutting $716 billion out of Medicare. And yes, Obama promised the seniors, oh, don't worry, cutting $716 billion won't affect you. It'll only take away some of the profit. No, many of the seniors in my district have figured out, you know what, when you don't pay the doctor or the hospital, they can't help me. They don't have the facilities and the money to help me if they don't get paid. So they have realized, I've had a lot of seniors complaining about how it used to be they needed a procedure, they could get it done immediately. Now they're given these months to wait on a waiting list. This is where rationed health care goes, and it's what happens when the government is put in charge of people's health care. Fortunately, Obamacare didn't take over all of America's health care, not complete control. That's the next step that was created, as Obama said on video. It's going to take two steps to get to complete control by the government of your health care. The code they use is single payer, but it's full socialized medicine. And this was the first step, and then they designed it where people would get furious that insurance companies would say, forget them, let's just let the government take it over. We are going to get in such desperate shape if we don't repeal Obamacare as we promised, that we could very well end up, as many people have They've said, look, forget it. It's too late. They didn't keep their word. We're going straight to socialized medicine. That just get used to the idea. I am not used to the idea. I'm not giving up. There's too many people in this Congress that want to do what we said. We just got to, you know, push the leaders of the Senate and maybe our own leader some to get it done effectively.
Well, you certainly brought up a number of key points that I want to follow up on briefly. First of all, let's look at the Democratic side. Of course, back when this original debate was happening in 2009 and 2010, the argument that what they really wanted was single payer was something certainly that the administration shied away from, and even a lot of congressional Democrats as well. Now they're completely upfront about it. Certainly Bernie Sanders and a lot of other folks are on the Democratic side that this is the actual reform that's needed rather than what a lot of different folks on your side of the aisle are saying. What do you make of the fact that they're so open about that now?
Well, I always appreciate when people in Congress are open and honest about where they want to go. But it still doesn't take away from the fact of what Republicans promised. What Republicans have promised for 7 years, you put us in charge, we are going to repeal Obamacare. We're going to give patients back control of their own health care. And the Democrats, though, one of the things they're still not honest about is they say they use health insurance and health care interchangeably, and they're not. A lot of people are being forced to get health care that they have to pay for, even though they don't have insurance help to cover it. That's going on now. So they're not interchangeable. Health insurance has gotten out of hand. Insurance companies got too much control. And the way to put that back in its box is by allowing and incentivizing health savings accounts, where people also get a deduction for paying their own insurance, like employers get to take if they're paying for it. So there's just so many things we need to do to fix it, and we should not let Democrats just trying to finish pushing us over the cliff to total socialist medicine allow us to say, oh, what the heck, let it go over the cliff. We can't do that. As long as there's a breath in us and ability to cast a vote, we have got to stop Obamacare and give freedom and control of health care back to the individuals.
So let's talk about,
by the way, people say, oh, you're just trying to help the rich. I got a news flash for the rich. No matter who it is, if they're rich, the Warren Buffetts, the Bill Gates, the super rich, oh, we want to help the poor, well, fine. But you know what? They're not restricted by Obamacare. They can go anywhere in the world they want to be treated. It's the rank and file, middle class, and people that are just struggling to get by that have been hurt more over the last 8 years than ever in the last 100 years. They're the ones whose health care is hurting. It's not the rich guys. We're not going to help them. They're all set. We got to help the people that just don't have much, that are often referred to as poor, and the middle class that are working and doing everything they can to provide for health care for their families.
Congressman, let's go back to the comment you made on Fox Business. You said this has got to get taken care of, and it's got to get done essentially this month. So that means 2 weeks are left here. And can the GOP get to yes and yes on a bill that will actually improve things dramatically? What do you expect in the Senate? Will the recess extension help? Are you okay with where it stands right now? What are you thinking?
Well, I'm not sure exactly where it stands right now today in the Senate. I liked things that Ted Cruz has proposed, and then I was talking to Rand Paul, and apparently there are others, including some Republicans, say, oh, well, if we're going to give people their freedom back, then you're going to have to give us this many billions of dollars. You know, those people, if they want their freedom when it comes to health care, they're going to have to pony up tens of billions of more dollars before we'll allow them to have their freedom back. Really? Republicans are going to make people buy their own freedom? That's just untenable. So I'm not sure exactly where it is, but we have got to get freedom and health care back to the individuals. And I do think that we can get it done. I think if we had as much deriding as this president gets, I think if we had a president with lesser durability, we would not get it done in the next 2 weeks. And now, thank goodness, the Senate's going to stay 2 weeks beyond that, because heaven knows they've got enough confirmations they need to take up as well, in addition to tax reform and health care. But I think we are. I think we should. And one of the things that gives me that hope is having a president that says he's not going to take no for an answer. I think that's great.
Well, we'll certainly be watching. And, sir, it's always good of you to spend some time with us. Thanks for your time
always
today.
Good to talk to you, Greg. Thank you.
You bet. Louis Gohmert, right. Republican congressman from the 1st Congressional District in Texas. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.